So unfortunately, often you have a person who's sitting Shiva, and because Rosh Chodesh comes out once a month, at least twice a month, it's a pretty good odds that someone who's sitting Shiva is going to be sitting Shiva on Rosh Chodesh. So the question becomes, can you say Hallel? Should you say Hallel? Are you allowed to say Hallel in a base Avel? Mutar Asar, unfortunately, happens too often. It's an extremely practical question. What is the Halacha? So the Avi Ezri says, you do not say Hallel in a base Avel at all. It sounds like he's talking about Rosh Chodesh. Sounds like it's Chanukah. Chanukah is a whole different sugya, which we'll talk about maybe when it gets closer to Chanukah. But Rosh Chodesh clearly says there's no Hallel in a base Avel's house. Question is, why not?
Is there any differentiation between the Avel and the other people's Avel?
Excellent. So it sounds like, good question. Since I think going forward, the Avel is almost for sure not saying Hallel at all. Question is, what about everyone else? It's a good chop. Go, you want to skip Hallel, go to Avel's house, go to Beis Avel and Rosh Chodesh, you get 5 minutes free, out quick, 5 minutes quicker, right? So besides the fact there's no tachlins ever, but okay, but it's still at least for Hallel. So let's assume for everyone else. Says the Avi Ezri, no Hallel at all. Says the Rokeach, no Hallel at all, and he gives three reasons. Listen carefully what these three reasons are, because it's going to make a very big difference how this is applied today. Reason number one, he says, the obvious reason, because Avel is sad, Hallel is happy, they don't mix together. Reason number one. Reason number two, because it's mocking the dead person. It's called Loeg LaRosh. We had in the Gemara in Brachos a few weeks ago. Is that since we say Kol HaMesim Yahalel Ka, right? We say it in Hallel. It's saying all the Mesim, do the dead people get to praise God? It's mocking the dead, especially because the presence of the dead individual, the person who's deceased, is in the house, and therefore, no Hallel. Reason number two.
The person was a Russian.
Oh, so let's assume it's a good person. Most people aren't. Rishayim, we assume, okay, maybe Rishayim may be different. Reason number three is what we talked about a few weeks ago. A person who's davening b'yichidus, there's all discussion, does he say Hallel at all? We said you do. There was a whole dispute amongst the Rishonim. If you're davening in a base Avel, it's like you're davening b'yichidus. Why? Because it's not in a shul. So if there's 10 people leave the shul, they're davening in a group, but it says the status of Yechidim, writes the Rokeach, and therefore, since there's a whole discussion, should Yechidim daven bebeis, in general, Hallel, one Rosh Chodesh with a bracha, or even at Hallel at all, says the Rokeach, definitely in a base Ava, when they're like Yechidim, no Hallel. Three reasons, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like these reasons? So the Magen Avraham paskins la'alacha, like this Rokeach, but he only quotes reason number one,
And three.
Skips number two. Skips the concept of number two. So what do you see from this from this Magen Avraham? Let's see. So we know the Be'udah says, well, that's weird. Why does the Magen Avraham only quote the first reason and third reason? It must mean that you need either all three reasons or the first reason is the most important. What's the first reason? Simcha and sadness don't mix. Says the Noda Be'udah, you know what you just do? Ask the Avel to go into the kitchen. Just walk into a different room. If then there's no sadness, Avel's not there. Avel's Avel's in the kitchen. No, it's just the house. Yeah, it's house meeting. No, house meetings are okay. So, or maybe not. But the Avel's in the other room, and therefore she just, there's no sadness anymore. Says the Be'udah.
The mace is in the room.
No, Mace, no, my Mace not in the room.
Mace is in the house.
Oh, but that's the second reason. Magen Avraham doesn't quote that reason. So therefore, he writes, says, no, the Be'udah, the minig is simply have the Avel go into another room and say Hallel. Say again? That's a great question. I don't know the answer. That's a good question. Then I'm not sure. So, presumably then you can't. I don't know. Most of the time you don't have that, hopefully. But another chabur. That's interesting. I didn't even think about it. Let's assume that you have 11 people. We have 11 people. So the Avel goes into a different room. 10 people stay there. They say Hallel writes no Be'udah. That is Minhag Klal Yisrael. Okay. Comes on the Har HaKarmel, and according to Pisrei Tshuva on Yerodeyan says, now you know what the main reason is? The second reason. Second reason is that the Mace's Neshama is hovering over that house, and so therefore be mocking him to say Hallel. That only is true if the Mace is hovering over the house. The Mace is only hovering over the house that... Close?
He died.
He died. So if the mace didn't die in that house, yeah.
Then can you say that for any mitzvah?
What do you mean any mitzvah?
Meaning, like, in theory, then, like, you should
not fill in the entire, like... Oh, you said the whole kinds of Lord Rush in general. I guess this is, like, mocking specifically. Well, a mason, yalakar, I guess it's, like, mocking the mason. That's what they focus on. I hear your point. It's a good question. But if that's the case, says the Hara Carmel, any time that the mason, you're sitting in the base office of the son, or the whatever, or if the mason died in the hospital, so, therefore... They say the Beis HaNiftar. I think the Beis HaNiftar means the place where he died. I don't think it's the house that he lived in. I think it's in the place that he mamish died in. So if he didn't die in that house, and you're sitting in Shiva there, so there would be no problem at all to say how it writes the Har HaCarmel. And so Paskins...
How many times would we take a Niftar to bury in Eretz Yisrael? And you come back, he was sick.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But the question is, where did he die? Where did the he or she die? So he, according to the...
In every case, don't we assume that his neshama...
Hara Carmel doesn't assume that. He assumes it's only the neshama is only the place where the person's nifter. That place where the neshama stays, I guess, during the Shiva. I'm not sure. Or maybe he says Beis HaNiftar. I could interpret Beis HaNiftar. I originally thought it meant the house that he lived in. But it doesn't seem like the poskim are understanding that. It sounds like the place Makom Shenifter. Fine. Comes out. That's how the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, if it's not in the Beis HaNiftar, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you say Hallel if it's not the Beis HaNiftar. Fine. It comes up everything we've said so far, even though the halacha should be, you don't say halal at all these poskim seem to say, yeah, you do say halal. If it's not the Beis HaNiftar, if the oval could go into the other room, you say halal. Then you have a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Ein Omrim Halal B'Beis Avel.
Period.
Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, game over. It's a very simple sugya. Read one liner. No halal in a base of it. Doesn't quote any of these exceptions. Doesn't quote the Noda Behuda. Doesn't quote anything. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass. Is that how we follow? So how do we follow? So if you look at the Sfardim in the room, you have Bia Omer. Rabbi Avadya says the minig is clearly that the instead of making the Ava move, you know what we do? We make everyone else move. All everyone else goes into the kitchen. And you say, it's not covered to make the Avel move. The whole Indian should make the Avel have to run around, especially if it's his house. So you make everyone else get up, go into a different room, and say Hallel. He says, that's been expired in Eretz Yisrael, that everyone, again, the Avel himself doesn't say Hallel, but on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, everyone else has to move into the other room and say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. That's what he paskins. How did Ashkenazim paskin? So the truest van August, Reb Sternbach, he says, he doesn't understand the whole question. He says, what type of simcha is there about Hallel? Hallel is not talking about Simcha now. Hallel is referring to like Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says he doesn't get it. He says it must have been they did the Shalavim Nigin. He doesn't refer to the Shalavim Nigin. But he says it must have been Bizman Ahim. They used to dance it up when they said Hallel. Karlbach Hallel before Karlbach. The Imamish danced and it was a real Simcha Verina, he says, when they said Hallel. If that's the case, so therefore, of course, you shouldn't say Hallel in a Beis Avel because you're going to be dancing and singing. He says, maybe that's the pshat. But anyway, Rav Sternbach says, the meaning of Ashkenazim is move to a different room. The people should move to a different room and say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Ashkenaz, that's what Rav Sternbach says. Rav Sternbach, I saw quoted by the Archas Rabbeinu, Rav Chaznish, also said that Ashkenazim, the meaning is to move to a different room and to say Hallel. I saw that, huh? Yeah, you can see it. Right? You just it's Hallel. You just moved to Mavi Rosh. Why not? Says the Divrei Chaim. I saw this quote in Nishmas Yisrael of Harfenis. Quotes the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. He writes that I think he lost a child, Rechmana Litzvan, and when he sat Shiva, he moved into a different room. They said Hallel. Then there was unclear, writes the Nishmas Yisrael, if he himself said Hallel. And I think maybe it's like the Reb Sternbach because, again, what's the simcha when you say Hallel? Like, we nowadays don't have so much simcha. It takes 2 minutes, you know, in the morning to say Hallel. You just run through it. It's not such a simcha when you say Hallel. If that's the case, even maybe the Ovel he wants to suggest could say Hallel, but that's a pretty radical interpretation. One or two... Huh? Yeah, I guess it's so Hallel. The words are simcha, no? Yeah, that's a good question. But it sounds like that... It sounds like he did it. It sounds like he said it with the bracha. Yeah, so there's a whole Mare HaBezek. I wasn't going to quote that. It's very, very, you know, so you have to be careful. The Chevra, the Mare HaBezek, Yisraeli has a tshuva about what about Yom HaTzmut in a base. I'll separate. Come back another week for that one. Yeah, the Gesher HaChaim one, there's a wild tshuva. It compares it to Rosh Chodesh. Gesher HaChaim says something which no one understands. I'll just repeat it to you because it should be known. If the Nifter was under 6 years old, Rachmanu Litzvan, then you say Hallel on the base of all. I guess unclear. No one knows what the pshat Gesher Chaim brings it down. Maybe it's Kabbalistic. I'm not sure. Just you should know that Shita exists out there. Quote in the Pnei Baruch, which is where I think the Art Scroll took their English from. They translated the Hebrew Pnei Baruch. While Shita Rachmano Tzvon Wolenu. Yeah, one or two more mini points is what about if the person is getting up on the seventh day? And the seventh day is Rosh Chodesh, and there's someone in the neighborhood who's sitting Shiva, who's getting up on Tuesday mornings. Shabbos Shiva, halachah ma'aseh in the neighborhood. So now what do you do? Tuesday morning they're getting up. There's going to be a minyan base avil Tuesday morning. What do you do with halal? Should you say halal? The guy's going to get up.
He's still sitting Shiva.
Yeah, but he's going to get up right after davening. No. Yeah, so what do? He has to go hear halal. So it's a big machlokas. Pischei Tshuva doesn't know what to do. He says maybe you know what you should do. How about at the end of Shemona Esrei, stop, let him go out. Everyone should say, I'm Malcolm Menachem in the middle, but it's wild. And before Hallel.
Everybody stick around and say Hallel.
Wait, or just give him a five minute TO. He runs around the block or whatever it is. He says, everyone says, I'm Malcolm Menachem to him. And then he say Hallel. Many posts don't like that idea. The Pischei Tshuva suggests maybe you should do it. Some say he should say Hallel after davening. A third suggestion, I saw Rav Steinman writes, quoted by Rav Zilberstein quotes Rav Steinman, that Rav Steinman, when this happened to him, Steinman was sitting Shiva for his wife. What he did was he davened, didn't say Hallel, then went around the block and went to a later minion and said Hallel there. Final point.
They said Hallel though?
Huh?
It sounded like yes.
Now, I don't know if that was 100% clear, but it sounded like yes. Final point is, the Avnei Yashver, a fine handler, writes, what about the wife of an Avel? The wife of an Avel is dining by herself in a room, shouldn't say halal either as well, because she takes the din of her husband. So I guess that's not as well-known halacha. If a person is sitting Shiva, his wife should not say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Well, this whole topic should never be halacha maysa at all.